in January has had 128 expert members from 62 countries. 50th birthday in January has had 128 expert members from 62 countries, of which only 17 have been women. Of which only 17 have been women. This is only 13% of the total members of that treaty body. 13% of the total members of that treaty body. The latest report on human development reminds us that gender disparities are among the most deeply. The latest report on human development reminds us that gender disparities are among the most deeply entrenched forms of inequality around the world. Given that this disadvantage affects entrenched forms of inequality around the world, given that this disadvantage affects that half of the world population, gender inequality is one of the greatest barriers to human development. World population, gender inequality is one of the greatest barriers to human development. This is nothing new. We only have to remember that in 2000... This is nothing new. We only have to remember that in 2000, when the MDGs were adopted, women made up more than 70% of people in poverty around the world. And this isn't when the MDGs were adopted. Women made up more than 70% of people in poverty around the world. And this indicator speaks volumes about the situation of structural and systemic discrimination which affects them and which has been anchored in legislation. Cultures of countries all around the world, regardless of their level of development. Even here in Switzerland, for example, and cultures of countries all around the world, regardless of their level of development. Even here in Switzerland, for example, each 14th of June, women remind the world that only in 1971 did they get the right. Each 14th of June, women remind the world that only in 1971 did they get the right to vote, and only in 1981 was the principle of equality between men and women enshrined in the federal constitution, and only in 1981 was the principle of equality between men and women enshrined in the federal constitution. Men earn 12% more than women, and this percentage can rise to 18.5% in men earn 12% more than women, and this percentage can rise to 18.5% in managerial posts. When Swiss people start a family, 11.4% of fathers work managerial posts. When Swiss people start a family, 11.4% of fathers work part-time, compared to 80.6% of women, which has implications.